Well, I think on one hand, constitutions have been very interesting instruments for Africans. They come out of the Westminster traditions. They are accompanied by a liberal discourse that argues that constitutions are legitimate instruments of representation for the people, for the large. So they often are imbued with capacities that they are not able to deliver. They are these iconic structures which are imbued with power that they never deliver, because at the end of the day they really serve the state and those who are in the state. But it's important to understand that they accompany a liberal paradigm about equality and rights and entitlements. And we know that in the 21st century, the liberal paradigm is weaker and weaker and weaker. It can't deliver, especially when capitalism is in huge crisis as it is now. It's even less able to provide people with minimal entitlement, let alone rights. So I think that in certain ways, those who are in the state, they know how powerful the rhetoric of constitutionalism and constitutional protections is. And in crafting the new states and the new nations, constitutions are useful because they pull people together, they enable people to imagine themselves as having the same identity. Like Zimbabwe really needs a constitution, not because it's going to give the poor rights, but because it's like the salve. It's like the healing balm after the fractures. It's a site where people can come together and collectively imagine themselves as one people, to have a common identity. We need that so much in Africa. Constitutions are useful as nationalist, as extensions of nationalism, as, you know, as vehicles through which people can reimagine themselves as members of a community, of a state, of a nation. And we need it because of the wars and the crisis and everything. But they are deceptive because they appear as though they are giving people rights, that they're endowing people with rights. But there's no text, there's no instrument that can endow you with a right. You have to struggle for a right as a collective. You have to conceptualize it. You have to imagine it. You have to engage with those who control the sites where your rights are located. And then you create the possibility for that right to be not only located in the state, but you also have to have access to it.